Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, my name is Rupesh, Rupesh Patel. I'm founder of Dafe Tea. We are direct importers and purveyors of Himalayan mountain teas from Nepal. And we're trying to solve a supply chain problem and a problem of recognition for the entire tea industry in Nepal, where, like, you know, there's a problem of stolen identity for these teas. Basically, what happens is these teas will travel to India, like these traders from India, when the harvest time comes, comes in drove, and they, you know, load it in the trucks and take it to India and label these teas as tea of Indian origin to export it out as tea from India, namely Darjeeling tea, if you've heard of it. It's a very popular kind of teas. From what I read somewhere, they say it's about 70% of what comes out of India as Darjeeling tea is actually Nepali tea. So that's a big problem. We're trying to solve that problem and, bring it out here and then, you know, distribute it to tea lovers, American tea lovers, you know, give him the premium tea experience. That's what we are working on. So what makes us very unique is we have a sister tea brand in Nepal, run by my brothers, who actually like are doing the same stuff that I'm doing. So even though these teas, they're like produced in Nepal, Nepalese themselves, they don't drink these teas. These are like really high quality loose leaf teas, what we are used to drinking back home in Nepal. I'm originally from Nepal, if you didn't know.
Right.
Is the Lipton kind of teas, the, you know, the tea dust kind of teas.
Right.
So those are the kind of teas that we drink, and we add milk to it, and, you know, probably know it as chai.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what we are used to drinking in Nepal. So that's what we drink, but people don't have habit of drinking these like high quality green, black, white teas. And we're trying to form a habit there itself in Nepal. So my brothers and I, obviously I inspired them to like, you know, start a business so that, you know, the supply chain would be smoother and everything. So what we are working on is like, you know, introduce these teas to Nepalese population themselves. And it's gaining a little bit of traction. So, you know, the partnership with my sister tea brand in Nepal is working really well in sourcing these high quality teas. Helps us control the quality, helps us smoothen out the supply chain. And, the knowledge we've had throughout these years of working together about the, you know, the terroirs where these teas are grown to, like, you know, different things. It's vast. Yeah. So it's working.
So in terms of traction and starting this business here in Texas, like, when did you officially launch it here in the States?
I officially launched here in 2020, in the middle of pandemic. So you know how it was back then, right? It was kind of rough. But, you know, also one thing that really helped during that time, like we launched at Dallas Farmers Market, right? So it was like, at least we had some people come over, they wanted to buy local, people wanted to go out. Dallas Farmers Market was open throughout the COVID time, and that really helped us. So we gained a little bit of traction then. And what helped us was this, you know, actually COVID helped us in a way where people were looking for, like, you know, natural products to like boost their immunity. And, you know, when you go online and search for things, tea comes as something like, you know, something natural that can, like, you know, boost your health, your immunity, make you feel better, this and that. So that actually helped us a little, like, better than other vendors. Other vendors were struggling, but we were not doing great, but the amount of people who were coming to the market were like really low, but we're doing better than some of the vendors who were there throughout that time. So, you know, it was rough start, but, you know, we started in 2020 and we've grown since then. And just this year, we're going to be crossing six figures, which is very, like, you know,
awesome.
Happy about. Yeah.
So in terms of your business channels, can you talk more about that? So it's like, is it direct to consumer? Are you in retail? Like, what's the breakdown there?
So, you know, our focus is always going to be direct to customers. That way we can control the quality of teas that comes from Nepal. And we're here to, like, represent, like, these Himalayan mountain teas that, you know, come from high elevations, right? So high elevation teas that tend to have very low amount of tannins, and people don't know that. And because of that, the teas are less bitter because at higher elevation, you know, the insect population or the predator population for plants is like really low. And tannin is a defense mechanism of plants to like ward off insects or other predators, right? So when there's like less tannin, tea plants, it produces tea naturally that has lower amount of like tanniness or the bitterness. So that causes the tea to express itself even better when the bitterness is lifted off. Other subtle nuances of tea, you know, it gets to like express itself better. So, you know, that is something that differentiates our tea. And also like at higher elevation, plants go through stress. And plants go through stress. What they do is they absorb minerals in like high amount, and that minerality is expressed as thick textured tea. So, you know, it is really something that is very different that we're bringing out to our you know, customers here, customer base here in the US. And we want to be able to control that. We want to like, you know, be able to like tell the story of where these teas are coming from and what we're doing for the industry and everything. So it's always going to be B2C. I mean, that's what we want to do. But, you know, we don't want to like say that we don't want to go into retailers, this or that, but we definitely
Right.
want to like control how these teas are sold, the story being told and everything. So yeah, so from our website, that's where we are focusing on. We want to like really like spend some money on digital marketing to like, you know, have our marketing go up to that level where people are like buying directly from our website.
Right.
Also Amazon, that's what we're working on, like, you know, trying to find out a good strategy to like get into
Right.
Amazon, and then obviously like wholesalers, and then one thing that we really want to do, like this is a big idea that I have, which is like, you know, I want to open a big tea house, kind of like Starbucks of tea, right?
Right.
We're gonna have like coffee in the front, and you know that will lure people in, and this is gonna be Himalayan mountain coffee again. So Nepal produces some coffee too. It's just not very like high in high amount like tea, but they do like have some really like high quality coffee that is produced in the Himalayas in Nepal. So I want to bring that over. Have a coffee shop in the like in the front where people would come in, and you know, just a small area for that. And then in the back, I want to have like a museum of these Nepalese high quality teas. Once they're in, like, you know, have them like try the teas and convert the people into tea drinking people. So I mean, that's one idea I have in my mind that I really want to work on. But it needs some investment. So, you know, I'm trying to get there.
Makes sense. So, like you mentioned earlier, that you're about to hit over six figures in revenue for this year. So, obviously, 2024 is approaching. So, what is your revenue goal for next year?
Next year, I think I at least want to like triple the revenue, you know. So for that, also like so the sister company that I have in Nepal, run by my brothers, it is also our R&D. It's very low cost R&D, right? So what we do over there, we like blend new teas and test it out to the market because it's very cheap to like do the research over there in Nepal. So what we've come up with is this new kind of teas, like some teas that work really well with the porta filters that go in the coffee machines, if you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, so right now what coffee shops are doing is like they're steeping the tea normally, like either in a little like tea ball or some kind of steeper, or use some kind of, you know, those tea things to like, you know, steep the tea. But we have figured out that since we have a coffee shop in Nepal also where we like, you know, lure people in and then, you know, turn them into tea people, we have started doing the portafilter teas. We have like researched some teas that do really well with portafilters, and it like saves time for the baristas to make the tea. It's easy. You don't have to know a whole bunch of things about like tea is a vast, you know, it's a big like, you know, sea of knowledge that you gotta have to learn everything about tea. But you know, you don't have to learn everything just to drink tea and to make tea. So we're trying to like simplify the process of making or brewing the tea by having it done in the coffee machine. So that's something that I want to hear as well. And you know, I'm gonna have to like hire a sales team for that probably. So yeah, so that's the plan to like, you know, and if I can get that done, it's easy to like triple the revenue next year. So really
For
excited about
sure.
that.
So, like in terms of marketing, like you mentioned, that's a big strategy now for direct to consumer. But do you offer subscriptions? Are you running ads? Like, what has been the most effective strategy for you thus far to get to where you are?
Word of mouth. Word of mouth. So, you know, we haven't used those in lack of budget obviously I'm bootstrapping, so you know, Facebook ads don't really work until you're spending like $200 a day, which I don't have the budget for at the moment, right? So ads are out of questions, and like we are doing like simple branding here and there, from our like Instagram, like you know, some videos on Instagram, try to put a really like high quality videos on there. That's all about like basically on the branding aspect of tea, that way like people know who we are and all that. So that's that. But you know what we like has really worked for us in terms of marketing is being at the Dallas Farmers Market, which brings in like 20,000 people every week that we get exposed to, right? So that's a big foot traffic. And if you're walking by our booth at Dallas Farmers Market, somebody's gonna call you to try our tea. Like you're not gonna like pass by. That's our like strategy, like you know, offer samples to every single customer that walks past our booth. And that is like what, you know, 10,000 people walking past our booth. So that has helped us quite a bit. At least like people who try our teas, even if they don't buy it, they come in contact with us and we tell them about our story, like tell them what these teas are good for, what benefits you get out of drinking them, and things like that. So yeah, so you know, that has worked really well for us, word of mouth. And once people buy from us, they can like order it from our website if they're not coming. But people like to come and have that experience at the market as well. So it's been working for us.
So in terms of like when somebody walks by or interacts with you, like how do you make sure that, you know, or how, I guess like what's the best way to take that, you know, sampler and convert them to a customer? Like do you give them like a business card? Like how do you make sure that they're actually going to come back and buy from you afterwards?
Hey, customers, like you gotta buy them, like you gotta sell it to them right then and there. Like if they leave, they're not coming back, right? So first thing we do, so you know, first thing we do is we tell them the benefits of the tea, right? We have people come over to try the people who are like open to trying samples. They come in and we have like three, four samples there. We let them try all of them and tell them about the benefits of drinking these teas. And that's one thing that I've realized, you know, when people are buying natural products, they're not buying the product, they're buying the benefits, right? That's one thing I've realized over these years. Because what I was doing in the beginning, and I've learned so much from being at the farmers market, like, you know, interact with customers like directly all the time. One thing I've learned is people don't really care about, you know, your product. They care about what it does for you. I mean, you know, that's one thing that I've learned. Because what I was doing in the beginning is I was telling them how incredible these teas were, and we're trying to solve this problem, you know, of you know, supply chain, and we're gonna like bring, you know, prosperity to little farmers and all that. Like I was doing that, and then you know, I was telling them about the taste profile of the tea, how great these teas were, how they were different from Lipton teas and all that. But you know, I was making sales doing that. But I flipped to like telling benefits at one point when my like, you know, sales doubled. That's when I realized people wanna hear what, you know, how does a product benefit them instead of like how
100%.
buying the product, helping the company like, you know, solve a problem. It's better if you tell them how the product helps solve their problem. So that's one thing
100%.
that I've like, you know, I've realized, and
Exactly.
it's worked for us. And I think I'm gonna like press on doing that from now on.
Because you're not, you know, obviously like you're selling tea, but what you're really doing is that you're selling a solution to a problem where people are not getting the healthy nutrients that they're getting from whatever they're eating or drinking now that they can get from this tea. So I love that. I mean, that is 100% the way to think about it, no doubt. So what would you say is your top priority now as we wrap out 2023?
Top priority is to like, you know, keep doing what I'm doing and plan for the next year, where I said like, you know, I want to triple the you know, triple the revenue next year for growth. And then next priority for me would be next year I want to like get exposed to like different investors, so that for 2025 I have, you know, investors lined up to like you know, to interact with, see if they would be interested in investing in our company. So that's one thing that I'm really focused in for next year. And definitely sales, you know, triple the sales. And yeah, and then add some more in, like new R&D, travel to Nepal again. I went back in just last year, 2023, is when I went back. So next year I'm gonna go back to Nepal one more time, set things up again, go meet the farmers, you know, people in the industry. Basically have my presence there as well. I'm trying to solve your problem, you know, in the US, trying to like, you know, help you market these teas. Because you know, one thing that people who are in tea trade in Nepal, one problem that they grapple with is the problem of marketing. They haven't quite figured out how to market the teas overseas because, you know, these are small traders, small farmers, and they're happy if somebody comes and buys it from them in bulk. But and it happens to be the Indian traders from India who come in like into Nepal and buy bulk, and you know, and Nepalese tea is not getting recognition because of that. And if we're able to, like, you know, popularize Nepalese tea as one of the finest teas in the world, I'm sure, like, you know, everybody who's involved in the tea trade is going to benefit from it, because the big buyers who are here in the US or in Europe where they drink a ton of tea, they will go directly to Nepal instead of, you know, buying it from Indian exchanges. So right. We have established a company named Nepal Tea Exchange in Nepal so that we're the biggest tea suppliers, you know, sending teas overseas. So
if you were going to raise money, how much would you be looking to raise, and what would you be raising that money for?
So I have a pitch deck ready. Actually, I still need to work on the numbers and everything. But from what it looks like, I was looking at somewhere around like $700,000 to $800,000. That the major chunk of that is going to go towards marketing, digital marketing, which will run. That's going to be the main thing, you know, right. Digital marketing. And then we will spend some money for inventory as well. And then, you know, the dream project that I have is having like a franchisable Starbucks kind of thing.
Right.
Where people come in for tea, major chunk of that is also going to go towards that as well, establishing that, and then have a sales team to do sales like outside, like other coffee shops. You know, the thing that I talked about, the portafilter teas,
right?
You know, focus on that. So yeah, things like that.
Basically. What would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company back in 2020?
Well, starting out, I didn't know anything about business. I don't come from a business background, you know. I just heard that, you know, this injustice is being done to Nepal, the Nepali tea trade, and you know, me being from Nepal, I was like, man, I want to solve this problem, because I had a marketing degree, and I thought this is a problem of marketing, so I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, solve the marketing problem. So I didn't know anything. I just jumped in. I just learned to swim, and you know, I'm still learning. I'm trying to find my way, you know, through this whole thing. So the biggest advice would be, what I've realized is, if starting out, like, you know, find an incubator program, just go there, like, you know, have a community surround you so that you have, if you have questions, you can ask to, like, you know, might have mentors there, people who are like really, you know, who have done the business, have been there for a while, you know, they could help you navigate the business environment here. And then at one point, do not wait to get into an accelerator program. A business accelerator program that will really accelerate your business, the way you think and how you articulate your business and how confident you are about your business. I mean, it's going to change the game. I was in one of the accelerator programs here locally in Dallas, heard of it, Impact Ventures. And okay. That definitely did like change the way I think about business. And I would also tell people to like go out and network, know people, you know, go out. It's easy to think that you could, like, you know, stay behind your computer and run the business right. All on your own. But I mean, it really helps if you go out, like, meet people. And that's one change that I've made last year. Like, you know, before that, I was just doing my thing, selling at the farmer's market and, like, you know, doing it online. I mean, you know, just staying home, thinking about things. But now I like go out more and like try and interact with people. Network, see who I can meet, make friends. So yeah,
that's awesome.
That would be the biggest advice I would give people.
For sure. Yeah, I think people, especially since COVID, like, oh yeah, I'm just comfortable behind my computer. I don't have to go anywhere. Yeah. I can just go and do like the basic things. But yeah, like 100%. Like the more people that you meet, especially people who've been there and done that, who've been successful in what you want to accomplish, like that's the kind of people that you definitely want to go and be in front of.
Yeah, that's right. And I stand by that.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing with our audience, you know, what your website is or social media handles, like the best ways to find you?
So the best way to find me would be, you can reach out to my LinkedIn. It's Rupesh Bodel. I'll send you the link. Also, our social media is DAFETA, DANFETA, DAFETA. At DAFET. You can reach us out on our email, which is info@dafet.com. And the website is daffat.com. That's where you can reach us.
Awesome.
Or you can come out to Dallas Farmers Market. We've even expanded to underground market here in Greenville, which is close by, not too far. So we're expanding to different farmers market, you know, doing all that. So we could come out, try our samples over there as well. So,
sounds great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. We're rooting for you, and hopefully next year you can achieve your goals, if not more, 3Xing in revenue.
Hey, since now it's public, I gotta get there, man.
Exactly. Awesome.
All right, thanks Dan for having me. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much
thanks all for
right
joining. All right, bye.
All right, bye.